that, does that sound like it driving off now?
It is driving.
Is it? Oh, it's driven off. Right. No, I shouted you before because when I looked out of the window, I just saw some flashing lights. So it was orange flashing lights, so I knew it wasn't a policeman. And then I saw this red car being lifted on the back of the trailer. It was a breakdown truck. But by the time I shouted you and you came through, it had more or less gone up, hadn't it? Did you just see the end of it?
Yeah. That doesn't matter, does it?
Pardon?
That doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, no, I just would have liked you to see a bit more. Does it look like Sylvia's car? She has a red car like that. She lives over there, doesn't she? It might not
be. It will be Sylvia.
Well, I can't think of anybody else with a red car, can you?
I can.
Who's that?
Mrs. Battersby.
Mrs. Battersby? No, this is blue. Anyway, they don't live over there, do they? They're behind us. Right, Thomas, I'm going to have some toast this morning. What would you like? Would you like cereal first and then toast?
Yes.
What sort of cereal? Cornflakes?
Toast first.
You want toast first? Do you want toast first? Or you have your cereal first?
No, I think we'll have cereal first and then I can have toast.
Right, okay, then you sit down. Which cereal would you like?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes, alright. Would you like milk with those?
Yes, please.
Come on, sit here, then sit down. That's a good boy. Are you going to pour them?
Yes, please. Just gonna phone you, please.
Who are you phoning?
Please. Mm-hmm. Hello! Arrest Jean! She's very bad!
You only have a mobile phone from your workshop and you're phoning the police to arrest me. Why am I very.
Nina! Got you! Come in the car, come in the car, come in the car!
Why are you arresting me? Why are you arresting me?
I'm offended.
Because I scratched my arm.
Mm.
I know. Mom? I shall have to go and have a
Oh, dear.
I shall have to go and have one of Mummy's tablets. Well, they're not vitamins. Stop Mummy sneezing and itching. Yeah. It's a different container, this. Right, is that enough?
Put the lid on.
That's right. Would you like some milk? Yes?
No way.
You said yes please before.
No way.
No way. I'm a bit dry without milk, don't you? Are they not a
little
bit dry without milk?
No.
I wonder if they've just been put in the wrong place. Oh no, there they are. The spoons that are much larger than a teaspoon, they're smaller than a dessert spoon. They're ideal for cereal, aren't they? No cereal. I couldn't find them, but they've been put in the compartment with the dessert spoons. Right, so I'll start doing some toast for myself and then. Turn the toasters free, and we'll probably have eaten.
Five Vita for me!
Sorry?
Five Vita for me, please.
My Vita? I'm not having my Vita. No, I said, by the time I've done my toast, you will have eaten, meaning you will have eaten your cornflakes. And then you'll be able to have your toast. Can you get it out?
A drop.
A drop? I know it didn't feel right, but I put it up. Must be some air in it. Right, I'm going to have a little sip.
Drop.
Still a drop? Right, so I'll put it in a different beaker. Does this ever know again, doesn't it?
trouble is trying to get the lid off, because the whole point of the lid is that it forms a really tight seal when it's on. Oh dear, I'm fighting with it to get it off. That's it, that's it, done it as well. Gosh, I've hurt my arm. Really needed an ambulance. I don't know about the police car. New lid, that seems better. Just have a go with that. Yes?
Lots
better. You have nice china beakers, don't you, for breakfast? But you still prefer one with a lid, don't you? Because sometimes we get it knocked over.
Yes.
Right, so I'm not just while putting the toast in the toaster yet for my breakfast.
Mum, I'll see you. The time is nearly run out, but look.
What time is nearly run out?
This.
Oh, cornflakes, yes. Are you sure you don't want some milk on those, Tommy?
No!
Yes, you've already eaten your cornflakes before I've got time to do my toast. Never mind. Don't rush, because we can take turns. As I'm eating a slice of toast, I can cook one for you. That's what we're going to do. And then when you're eating the one I've cooked,
Mom,
I'll do myself another one.
Are we doing the tape?
Why?
In the conservatory.
Well, no, we're in the dining room having a
today.
Breakfast.
Today.
Well, we may finish it off there. Why?
Well, I want to do it right after breakfast.
Well, when we've had our breakfast, we've got to tape for an hour, haven't we?
Yes.
And so far, we've only been doing it for about 5 minutes. I'm quite sure that by the time we've finished our breakfast, there'll be some more taping to do. I'm just going to move these clean clothes because they're ready to be ironed. So if you want to finish off in the conservatory, we can. Is it because your train track's set up in there?
Mm.
That's what you want to do. It's a good place for a train track, actually, isn't it? At least while I'm sitting here, I can keep an eye on those orange lights. I'm just finishing up off this small bit of cereal.
Orange lights on the machine.
On the, oh yes. Looks like a breakdown truck if it flashes. I suppose it is a warning. And that breakdown truck flashes to warn us.
Hmm. Well, something's blown out.
That's the same as this, isn't it?
Mm.
When this flashes, it means something's causing a problem. We usually know what it is, don't we? Would you like marmalade on your toast, Thomas?
Yes, orange jam.
Orange
with carrots in.
Orange marmalade.
No.
Right, I've got another piece there. doing something through there. Shouldn't have walked out like that, should I?
See no apples.
No, yes.
I see that one peeping through the window.
Yep. We've got to get a lot larger yet, though, haven't we? I just hope nothing eats them, because you know when I hear this. Oh gosh, that was the toaster, and it frightened me. I thought I was being shot. You know, Nana Bilby grows lots of apples.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them fall, because she's got so many, a lot of them fall off the tree.
We've not got a lot.
No. Well, she's got lots of trees, hasn't she? And then when they fall down,
yeah,
often little slugs and things eat them. We get lots of slugs, so I just hope that doesn't
happen. Dangerous!
Pardon?
Dangerous!
Pardon?
You can cut
Thomas! Them. Now look, eat over there. Pardon?
Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's? Where?
That blue t-shirt.
Oh, yes. I don't know whether it says Sainsbury's. It's a blue t-shirt with an orange logo on it. It's not ours, it's on somebody else's washing line, isn't it? Yeah, we have lots of slugs, but the thing is, I think the difference is because so many fall down at Nana's. A lot fall down in between her picking them up, and so the slugs get on the ground. I don't think anybody would necessarily climb up to the tree. Wasps might like apples, but I think, you know, there aren't wasps around at the moment, are there?
Yeah, and they're big.
What, the apples are big? Yes. Well, I've sometimes seen wasps on, you know, apples that have gone very ripe and gone a bit soggy outside.
Yeah.
Well, wasps often have a nice little feast on that.
Let's just stop here, child, and have a bite.
What did Nana Bilby tell you? That the big ones had to fall off. Sometimes the big ones had to fall off to let the little ones grow. Yeah.
Little ones, whole lock, and the big one need to grow. The little ones fall off so the big ones can grow.
Possibly.
You don't know because you're not an apple.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm the apple. I don't look like an apple, do I?
Sure.
Oh, which part of me?
Your bottom!
My bottom? Fair enough. Is it shaped like an apple?
Yep.
I'm not sure whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Is it nice having a mum with an apple-shaped bottom?
Yes. Yes, bonk. Ah, don't get that pool out.
We could have apple puree every time I sit down, Thomas.
Pardon?
We could have apple puree every time I sit down. You know apple puree, it's all mushed up apple.
Yeah.
Every time I sit down, I could squash my bottom, it'd be like apple puree.
Is that what we'll only have?
And my legs might drop off.
Pardon?
And my legs might drop off. If I've got a soggy bottom, my legs wouldn't be able to hold on to anything.
Mum?
Yes?
Gwen's got a bigger bottom than you.
Who has?
Gwen.
Gwen?
Yep.
Oh, no, Thomas, don't say that. Yes, well, it's not nice to make comments about people's shape or size.
A bottom with lies.
No, but it's not nice, Thomas, because it doesn't matter who you are. There's usually something about you that you'd like to change if you could. You know, the colour of your hair, the shape of your nose, your size. And you can't, it's just the way we are. We're all different, and some people are bigger than others. And it's not kind when you start making comments, because lots of people can't help the way they look. I mean, I'd like to look a lot slimmer. Wish my hair wasn't as grey. Wish lots of things. Yeah, that's the way we are.
I wish The house was made of sweets, but it's not.
No, then, why, see? You can just make do with what you've got. Well, you don't have to make do, you've got to make the most of it. It's like that lady selling Marks and Spencers to me the other day.
What?
When I was buying something, I said to her that it made me realise how big I'd got, because after the T-shirts and things that they were selling, they would look really nice on somebody like Corrie. You know, somebody tall and slim.
Corrie!
Somebody sit up properly, tall and slim and young. And I said to her, it makes me realise how I've changed, because I just wouldn't be able to fit into things like that anymore. And she said, all you do, madam, is you just buy a bigger size and wear it with confidence. There you are. And she was more or less saying, it doesn't matter, as long as you feel good in it. You don't care what other people think. And it's true, when you look around, you see all sorts of different people. But, you know, at the end of the day, Thomas, we're very lucky that we can see, that we can hear, that we're not poorly, that we can run around. I mean, look at the way you run around and ride your bike and things. And some children can't walk. Some children are in hospital because they're poorly. Some are starving. They've no food. I mean, yes, you know, you might want a few things. But when you think about it, you're loved. You've got a nice roof over your head. You're warm and snug at night, and you've got plenty to eat. And when you're poorly, we've got medicine, and that really is all that matters. Mom, and you've got friends.
Mom, when the poor people wake up and say, Mom, get some breakfast, say, what's for breakfast?
No, that's right. We see, they probably get to the stage where they don't even ask, because they just know there's no food. Can you imagine that? You know, when you feel a little bit peckish and your tummy starts rumbling, you imagine going for days and days and days without food and without water. But when you do drink the water, sometimes it can make you poorly because it's not clean. And I know there are children that have a lot more toys than you, Thomas. They have a bigger house than you.
Oh.
They maybe go on big holidays and things, which we don't do. But at the end of the day, the most important things in life are what you've got. And a lot of children don't have any of those. A lot of children have fancy cars and big houses and lots of toys, but the mummy and dad don't love them. Nobody could love people more than you. I didn't say that right. Mum, nobody could be loved more than you is what I mean. Mummy couldn't love anybody more than she loves you. And that's very important. I never get cross with you. But at the end of the day, my precious little boy, I'd do anything for you, you know that, don't you?
Donkey, donkey, where are you? I'm in the zoo with a little camel.
Ah, dear, what made you think of a donkey when I went through all that?
Donkey, donkey, where are you? I'm in the zoo with a little camel.
Not only you, but Birdie's a lucky cat.
Why?
Most cats are not pampered like Birdie is.
Pampered? What's pamper mean?
Pampered means spoilt to death, Thomas. I'm sure it doesn't quite mean spoilt to death, but she is. Not many cats live to be 19. And she's got there because she's absolutely spoilt to death. Isn't she?
I know why. Yeah.
Because Mummy loves her as well.
I shout down her ear.
Well, shouting down her ear is not nice, but she can't really hear us anyway, can she, Mum? Which, even though she can't hear, she still knows we love her because we still feed her and we cuddle her and stroke her and brush her. And she's got nice clean beds and we let her go in the sun. And we let her in and out when she wants. And Birdie's got everything.
We let her have cat food when she wants.
Oh, that's right, yes. I mean, lots of pussycats don't have food. And they have to go outside and catch mice and birds and anything that's hanging around. Mind you, in fairness, Purdy was a stray cat when we got her. She didn't have a nice life when I got her. She was very injured, very poorly. She was badly injured. She was hungry. She was covered in fleas. She was a real mess. And I think she was frightened because she was frightened to death of the noise of water. And she was frightened of ladies. She didn't mind men, but she didn't like ladies.
Okay.
She didn't like me. Oh, no.
She liked me? Would she like Childs?
No. She didn't seem to like anybody, and look at her now, all these years later. And that's because we've given her love, haven't we?
And kindness.
Kindness?
Kindness.
Kindness. We've cared for her and given her, shown her kindness.
Yum, yum!
Piece of toast, there you are. How you finish your cereal?
Dessert.
Dessert. It's a piece of toast with orange marmalade, isn't it?
With no carrot.
Well, it's not carrot, it's finely shredded orange peel, is not it? Right, it looks like... Oh, there's no margarine on that, darling. Did you want margarine on it?
Sweeter.
Because I don't have margarine on my toast, I've just put marmalade on it. But because I was talking to you, I didn't eat it up and you pinched it. I think the other thing is, Thomas, you never really know what happens to people. No, don't you do that. You don't actually know what happens to people. Which is why you should always be very kind to people, because sometimes, even though people put on a brave face, maybe at nursery or at school or on the bus or in the street, you see people and they're nice and chatty and they're very cheerful. But sometimes, do you remember that lady in Marks and Spencer's who spoke to us yesterday? And we were having a meal and she came up to me and Daddy and said, oh, you are lucky to have a baby. I mean, she was an elderly lady and she said, I could never have children, and I don't think they'd give me one now when I'm 70. And, you know, she chatted to us, and perhaps we're the only people that she spoke to all day. And she's obviously very sad sometimes. But she was nice and pleasant when we met her. And this is it, you never actually know what's lost.
And that monkey.
Who's that monkey? Oh, yes, that's the box we brought back from Marks and Spencer's.
I am the monkey.
And, you know, sometimes you never know what's happening to people at home. You know, they might not be very happy when they get home sometimes. So you always try and be nice to people. Because even if people haven't got a lot of toys, or sometimes at home people don't love them, sometimes they're a little bit hungry or cold, you can always be pleasant to people and nice to them, can't you? Yes?
Yeah.
That doesn't cost anything to be nice to people, does it? So I've just got to go and flip the butter on this machine through me. Hello, pussycat.
Meow, 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 meow.
And you see, Birdie's so spoilt to us. But even though she's got some food left from last night, she won't eat because of all. Oh, she's a snobby pussycat.
She likes fresh.
She likes fresh, but what we do, we trick her a little bit. Because this food from last night is perfectly all right. If it's dried up, which happens sometimes when it's a very hot day, I wouldn't give it to her, but this hasn't dried up, so what to do? Scrape it onto a fresh plate, mix it with a little bit of fresh, and she's no wiser. She is sometimes. She realises sometimes, and that's when we have to put with the crunchy biscuits. Did you have a nice time outside, boss? Did you have a nice time? tasted anything.
No, you won't.
There's your breakfast.
There you are. See, she's not noticed. That's clever, isn't it? It's a clever trick. Well, it's too expensive. Oops. Sorry, boss, it just fell over. It's too expensive to throw away. I mean, it's only a little bit, but you can't waste food like that. Are you likely to want some more toast, Thomas, after that?
Likely no.
Likely no. Right, well, this is my first piece. I'll put another piece in for myself. So if you'd like it, you can have it. Now, just while we're talking about things like that, Thomas, I know there are times when I get cross and when I shout and when you think I'm being mean. But, you know, just think on that we all have days when things don't go quite right and when we can't have what we want. Because at the end of the day, we've still got an awful lot more things than lots of people. Haven't we? What was today? What would you like? If you could have anything in the world, what would you like?
All the sweets, hallelujah, sweets. And then next to a crump factory.
Next to a what factory?
A crump one.
Thomas, don't be silly, that's rude. I don't think they have crump factories, Thomas. Do you? Tell you what, it'll be a bit whiffy.
Oh,
you know, you see big chimneys coming out of factories. Just imagine what would be coming out of the top of that. Not smoke, but smells.
I'm almost living right next to it,
No, I wouldn't like that.
Got an important visitor wants to go there. Oh, dear.
No, I can't imagine an important visitor wanting to go to a Trump factory.
Because she's outside and go
poof. Oh, poo's into a little sneeze. Have you noticed she does this after she's eaten now? Licking her big whiskers. You know why cats have whiskers, Thomas, don't you?
No.
Well, they can feel with them. They're very sensitive. And whiskers are as wide as Purdy's body. And what it means is if she was going through a hole, she was going into something, and her whiskers touched the edges, she would think, uh-oh, I'm going to get stuck, because if my whiskers won't go through, my fat bits won't go through. Come on, puss. No, I've got the door for you. Off you go. Bye-bye. Bye, puss. And they have them on the top of the head for the height as well, don't they? The same reason. And do you know what Grandad Bilby did when he was a little boy? And this was very, very cruel. He cut his pussycat's whiskers off. And that was cruel, that was dangerous, because his pussycat could then have gone and got stuck in a hole because it would have no idea. I'm sure they'd grow back again, but... And now he was told it was lucky to find a cat's whisker. So if ever I find one of Purdy's on the floor, I pick it up and I keep it. Give you a good look.
Then would you stick it back together?
Oh no, because it's like the hair in our head. When it drops out, it drops out and a new one grows. Can you manage to finish that piece of toast?
No, I'm going out of the pub.
You're going where?
Out of the pub.
What do you mean out of the pub?
Next. The pub.
All right, rinse your hands in that water, but it might be very, very hot, Tom. Be careful. Just double your fingers in. Quick. That's it. Is that all right?
Hot.
It is hot, yes. I haven't put any cold in yet.
Naughty girl.
Okay, you're going to go and play with the train track? I'll join you in a minute when I finish my meal.
I bumped my arm.
What's wrong? Well, you just will open this a bit wide, then you can get through. What did you say?
I want to play with this toy. Train track.
Can you play the train track? That's fine, we can play the train track. I was going to just have a little look at this roadblock game.
one has hundreds of games. Need to send all those girls. See?
That's all right, I can be doing that while I'm talking to you. It's like a good game, this.
It's not. When I press the policeman...
Yes.
...head...
Yes. Oh, I think it's good.
If I point at the orange, you'll need to go in prison.
All right. Whew. It's funny, once it's fairly warm tonight, isn't it?
Got myself made now. Did a bike run.
Right, you made a little bike run, have you?
Yeah.
Right, and I suppose I clip these in here. Does it matter where you put them, do you think?
No, only where the holes are.
Right, it says, assemble the roadblocks as shown. Right, let's have a look at the other one box, that's all that would help.
Marble?
Oh, it's a marble, that's come out of there. I don't think a marble's part of it, do you?
Yeah.
So I suppose really you can put them anywhere, can you?
Yes.
Like, right, just till you've used them all up?
Yeah.
Right.
But you'll stay there too. But you'll stay there till breakfast.
Do you think so? It's a funny noise, it sounds like a car, doesn't it?
Yeah, what's happening? That's after. Sit there, pasta. I usually jog past you and say hello, don't I?
You do, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. I can stop you. This is a little station.
Yes.
And is this yours, Robert?
Well, it's come out of this box, but it isn't really worth it.
It's not worth it. Not worth it. I'm going to get some news back. Okay. Like you always do.
You seem to have so many interruptions for this. Well, that's the trouble when Mummy's at home.
Yeah.
Well, when we're doing tapes, we have to do a lot of tapes now at breakfast time. And then we have to carry on when you come home from school and of course Daddy's home. And it's hard trying to get the house when it's quiet. And we've got the washing machine on as well, which doesn't help, does it?
No.
So what are you being, Thomas? I'm busy being a road builder here. I'm kind of building lots of roadblocks.
And I'm the trailer that you've been visiting you. And the trailer that
you've
been visiting.
Oh, you're visiting me, are you?
I've got all your lights, all your lunch in my carriages.
What are you doing with my lunch in your carriage?
I deliver your lunch.
Oh, I see. Like a nice sandwich service.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. I had the most gorgeous sandwich on Sunday.
I'm not off it.
Well, you probably wouldn't like it, but it was a nice crusty roll.
Yeah.
Nice crusty bread roll, which looked absolutely huge when the waiter brought it to me. And inside it had a layer of brie, which is nice cheese. And some salad and a cranberry topping. Like a cranberry dressing. No, it's lovely, like cranberries. Like cranberry sauce, that sort of thing. And this one I had it with a glass of wine. It was just a little sandwich tonight, but it was gorgeous. And then I ruined it all because I came home and had a cup of coffee and about half a packet of chocolate biscuit. So I didn't have a very healthy day on Sunday because the cheese was quite fattening, I'm sure. However, it was dry pleasantness, I knew it. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
I'm the problem carrying all your lunch.
Are you? Is that because I have such a big lunch?
No, because the carriages are not coupled properly.
Aren't they? Why aren't they coupled properly?
I don't know.
Is there a problem? Do you think your train's a little bit big, Thomas?
No.
Yes. Well, why don't you make two smaller trains, or have the express as one train? I'll make the other carriages into another train.
And then you always wanted to know which train is coming for Glennie or lunch.
Yes.
You're here. If it's not the fast train, if you hear the slow one, you don't know the slow one at all, but you know the fast one's coming and it goes. You don't know one with the little one.
Well, I would imagine.
There's a curve here and you don't got and you can't see any more of it.
I would imagine it would be the slow train that would deliver my sandwiches, because I don't think the Intercity would be able to stop to make little deliveries like that.
That makes your drinks.
Does it? I was going to say, but I'd like the Intercity Express train to bring my lunch quickly. That would be good, wouldn't it?
They all bring your lunch instead, then.
I think you quite like this, building these little roadblocks to us.
Hello. Oh, Mum. It's a bigger express.
It is. Would you like to just try building one?
Okay.
It's not hard. You have to get a little gate with a pointy bit like that,
yeah,
and another little gate with a hole, and put them together like that.
Okay.
Right, there you are, I'll give you another piece. You try building that, and then you put it in.
It's hard.
No, because it needs to go there. You match the holes. That's right. Look at that. Yeah. Well, I'll build another one, see how you do with that one. You played this with Daddy, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, Daddy built it, didn't he?
I did.
This kid looks like good fun. I think you'd like this.
Yeah, rubbish.
It isn't rubbish.
I did not do the rubbish.
A bit of patience. You made one.
No, I didn't. You made it.
Well, you're making the next one. I'll slot it in the top.
No.
Oh, you've broken the trains up a little bit now, that bit's better. I think you might manage the bridges better when there's smaller trains, don't you?
That was not there.
Right. Well, that one could be in silence, couldn't it, that little train?
And that was broke.
Broken. What's happened to it?
No, it ran off the railways when there was no buffers.
Oh, dear.
You can hear a hiss, so it must be the little one.
Yes, that's right, with big trains coming, they make a lot of noise. I don't know, they're possibly quieter than the bigger trains with lots of puff tons.
Yeah.
Is the engine shed where they sleep, Thomas?
Yeah.
Or is it where repairs are carried on out as well?
Repairs.
So is that where is that where that little train will end up?
Yeah.
Going into the engine shed for repairs.
There you go.
Very good.
The doors are locked for you.
Right. Now, do I have to come on board and get my sandwich in the buffet car, or will somebody bring it out to you?
It's the buffet car.
It is it? Right, okay. Hello, could I collect a sandwich, please, ordered for Mummy?
Yes. You can come in, because I'm not setting off yet.
That's right. How much do I owe you?
1p.
1p? Oh, I love shopping with you. Everything is so reasonably priced. Isn't it?
Mm.
Yes. Very generous.
And the express train's going to get your pudding.
Is it?
It's going to be a big pudding.
Oh, right. What's my having for pudding? Wait and see. Is the dog barking? I don't recognise the bark. It's a big dog.
It's a big jelly.
A big jelly for my pudding? Wow. You like jelly.
Jumping
jelly.
Have you wet your jelly?
Eaten it, yes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to do it with three little bits. They've sent lots of extra, lots of spare things, haven't they?
This is
good, because I would imagine some
of these... They've come off here, and now they come on the road.
Right.
The trains. The
trains go on the road? Well, that's a bit strange.
Well, they're not actually trains, they're trams.
Are they? I see. Do you remember when we went somewhere and we saw a little road?
Yeah.
In fact, we've seen it more than once. A little road going side of the railway and it had its own traffic lights. Mm-hmm. It was only a tiny road, wasn't it? I wonder if something's happened there and maybe when somebody was driving one day they got hit by a train or something, because it seems strange having a set of traffic lights for such a tiny road. Do you think something must have happened? Mm.
Ooh, you went to see a
trams
go home on.
Yes. So, how have I got to the train in the first place? I got to the buffet
park. Now you're going home on a tram. But your house goes past tram.
Mm. Do you think it would have been safer if I just bought a loaf of bread and made my own sandwiches at home? It seems quite complicated.
Oh, you've got work!
Oh.
I wanted the tram to pick you up, don't find you.
Right, so what happens? I come out to the office at lunchtime and I just walk across the road to the platform.
Yeah.
And when the train pulls in, I go up, nip my tray to the buffet car, get my sandwich, nip off, run back to work for the afternoon, and then I come back to the railway station.
And wait for a tram.
And wait for a tram. You don't have to have railway stations there for trams, do you?
No, and you're waiting for a tram to chuck you to the bus station, and then it's gonna go chuck back, but then the bus is gonna get you home.
That's right.
And then you're gonna pick up in a taxi, then go to the drive home again.
Goodness me, I must spend all my working day travelling round.
Are you on your tram? You on the tram?
Yes, I'm on the tram.
And then it click back onto the railway. Around the corner, I'm going to the bus station. I'm pulling it to the bus station.
Well, we've got some buses involved now as well, have we?
Here's the bus. Very small bus.
It is, isn't it?
We're back to the taxi station.
Yes.
No, you don't play that. And now you stop at home. Hello, dear. Oh, no, not there. Oh,
do
dear.
Do you want to go up this with me?
Oh, dear, dear.
Do you want to go up this with me?
No.
Can I show you what to do?
Yes, I know what to do.
What do you do?
You press the hat and then the point goes behind a number and it points at you and then you're arrested.
No, it isn't really now.
But it does.
If you press the hat, press the policeman's hat.
I know.
Where his hand lands, look, it says a roadblock. Well, we can't add a roadblock because we haven't taken any away yet. Right, it says take a roadblock off. So we each have a car.
I'm going to be blind. I'm the blue one. I'm going to take a roadblock off.
Well, no, wait a minute. You don't do it quite like that. Please. Just be patient, please. Right, which car are you going to be?
Blue.
Right, well, you need to park your blue car on this, which is start and finish. I'll be the purple one over there. Right, now you wait a minute.
What are those two signs?
Well, that's the start and finish, but that's if we've got four players. But we haven't, we've only got me and you. Two players. Right, you start. Now spin the hand. That's it. Just once, Thomas. Press it and let go. Right, now it's... And we can't do that, add a roadblock.
Add a roadblock?
No, we can't add anything at the moment because we haven't got anything. Just press again. That says that. Well, this one says take a roadblock off and move your car three paces. Now you can't go across the board, so take a roadblock off, Thomas. Right. That's right, we'll keep it safe because we might need that again. And move your car three squares. One, two. Can't go across, you've got to go up or down or sideways. Right, so you're there. One, two, three. Right. Now it's Mummy's turn to step this and where his hand lands. It says add a roadblock, right. So I've got to put the roadblock back on there. And that might block you. And I think the quickest is the person that manages to get across to the other side without being arrested or... It says each player selects a car and places it on their start sign. Well, we've done that. Each player then takes it in turn to spin the policeman. The player with the highest number starts. Oh, I see, right, we didn't do that properly. Each player takes a turn to spin the policeman and moves the number of squares as indicated by his hand. So you've got to go in the direction of the policeman's hand. Cars can only move forward, backwards or sideways. They cannot travel diagonally. The player then adds or removes a roadblock as indicated by the policeman's other hand in an attempt to block their opponent's path or clear their own. But beware of each roadblock you take away, you could be blocked again at the next turn. Yeah. And the first player to drive from start to finish is the winner. Mm. Right.
What did the winner get? A lolly?
Her, probably.
Yeah. Hope I win, hope I win.
All right, well, you do it again. It must be...
Yeah.
Oh, right. You have to move the number of squares as indicated by his hand. And it says... The player then adds or removes a roadblock as indicated by a policeman's other hand.
One, two, three, four, five. Yay.
So actually it's this hand that must be the pointer for the spinning thing, and this is the one that tells you which way to move the roadblocks. Right, no, you don't cheat, you press his hat, right. Now he's telling me to move four. What's he saying? Take your roadblock off and move three places. And I've got to move in this direction, is that right?
Mum played your train game.
Okay. Right. One, two, three. Well, at least we've had a go with this, because you've played it with Daddy before.
Yeah.
So I forgot how well you were, because we got a bit excited that I'd managed to build this. So there's a taxi or a bus involved a minute ago, a bus I think. Is the bus involved? What is the bus
here? No, there's not a bus!
What if you said I was at the bus station?
I said you're not at the bus station.
Oh, right. So I was just thinking this is adding to the number of pieces of transport I'm boarding. Trams and trains and cars and buses. Taxis. Do you want to get an aeroplane to work?
No.
And what about cycling?
No.
And can I walk?
No.
Well, I had to walk from the office over to the platform of the train station, yeah. Didn't I?
No, what else?
Go get a pony and trap, ride a horse.
No.
Skateboards?
No.
Hot air balloon?
No.
Motorbike?
No.
Ambulance, police car, fire engine?
No, no.
Hop?
No.
Three-legged race?
No.
In the sack?
No.
Right. Oh, got a big... Well, it's this outside. I thought it was an insect. I think it's outside.
What?
But it looked like it was flying in the window. Well, flying at the window, which is outside, not inside. Well, I can't think of a helicopter, parachute.
No. I know that.
What?
Oh, yes.
What?
Something ideally.
Something ideally? Something ideally.
A tram!
A tram. Oh, we'd already mentioned trams and trains and taxis and buses. Oh dear, I think I'm going to have a bad journey home. Looks like there's some roadblocks. Well, I can't say roadblocks on the train track, but it looks like something's blocking the train track.
Mum, look at your houses. Look at your houses this way.
Yes.
Pulling into the taxi station.
The taxi station? Do you know what the place is called where taxis gather?
No.
A taxi rank.
This is the taxi rank.
That's right. It's where taxis all line up waiting to take people.
This is the taxi rank.
You know, if we ring for a taxi, it comes and picks us up in the house. And sometimes if we're in town, we might go, hoi, and hail a taxi. You know, the black taxis with the orange lights on that say, taxi for hire. But if I wanted a taxi from, say, Piccadilly train station, we'd come out of the train station, see all the taxis lined up, wouldn't you? And you'd get in the first available one. And all the taxis move in a row down the line, don't they?
Well, I can imagine that. Customer announcements, going into a taxi station, come on.
Customer announcement, going to a taxi station. Does the train actually drop people off at the taxi rank?
Yeah.
That's very helpful.
Well, can I get off?
I'm off for now, yes. Oh, well, guess what?
What?
There's nothing for my tea.
Well, now you're going to the shops.
Oh, I see. I thought perhaps I'd have to get back on the train to go back to the buffet car. How do I get to the shops?
On the train.
Oh, no, I've just got off the train.
Well?
And the one I got off's driven away.
You're on it now.
Oh, why? Did I suddenly remember I haven't got anything for tea and it back on?
Dun, dun, dun.
And what's happened on the line?
Dun, dun.
What's happened to the train track?
There's a broken point.
A broken point? What's the point of that?
You go like this.
Oh dear, that would be a broken point if I went straight off the end. Some of the trains in New Thomas, the tank engine book, don't go off the end, don't they, when they're being silly? No! Which was the train, Thomas, that thought it would ignore the danger sign, carried on and ended up falling down a big hole?
Hey, Thomas.
Was that Thomas the Tank Engine? I couldn't remember which engine. He kept seeing a sign that said, danger, no going beyond this point. And he just thought, phew, that's silly, I can do that. And he ended up going beyond the danger sign and going down a big hole, didn't he?
Help!
And what did the Fat Controller say to him?
Come on.
That controller was very cross and one of us said, well, you can just stay there, we've got other things to do. And they left him there till night time, didn't they? And then what happened at night when they had to lift him out with a big crane? What did they need? Because it was night time.
I don't know.
They had to come with other big things, other trains, to provide light so that the crane could see what it was lifting up. So Thomas, the tank engine, caused a lot of problems that day. And somebody else had to pull his train, didn't they? Because he'd ended up in the hole. Right, besides we're busy if I've managed this one all right, because we're about to go up and over the bridge, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Aren't we? Why not?
We're waiting for the crane.
But we've not crashed, have we?
We fell into the pond.
Into the pond? Oh dear.
Talk about Thomas the Tank Engine.
And little Thomas the Tank Engine, that's nice. He's a lovely Thomas the Tank Engine, but unfortunately he doesn't run on the rails, does he? Well, Thomas, I've just thought of something. You know the little news agents in Didsbury?
Oh, yeah!
Well, we bought that from there, didn't we? But, have they still got the Thomas the Tank Engine things? I know they've got sort of Bob the Builder toys.
Yes, they have.
They've got the Thomas ones as well as the Bob the Builder, have they?
I want to play in
there. Want to play in there? Why don't you just finish up for a few moments, love? It's still there in the book.
I'm just pretending it away because you're waiting for another train to come.
Am I waiting for a train to get this one out of the hole?
You're waiting for one to come up the police station. Dad's back.
Is Daddy back? With his newspaper?
Yeah.
You see, you're eating again, aren't you? No, Thomas, it doesn't matter, it's an apple. Come on, we don't ever mind, you're eating fruit. Come on, I'm only being silly, it doesn't matter. Has he come in the door, or have you just seen him walk past the window?
In the door.
He's in the door, is he? I wonder why it's taking him a long time to come through. Oh, here he is. He's got a Tesco carrier. I don't think he'd been to Tesco, did he? Or has he just been to the news agents? Oh, yes. Guess what he's bought?
Sandwich.
A sandwich. That's quite funny. After all the palaver that I've been to on the train, I could have just said to Daddy, oh, well, you're right, get me a sandwich. So you mean I've taken several tram rides and train rides and taxi rides and I've ended up in a hole, and all the time Daddy had bought a sandwich from Tesco's?
Mm.
What was in the sandwich did you see?
Peas and onion.
Peas and onion? No, did you not see? Do you mean cheese and onion?
Mm.
Cheese and onion, not peas and onion. Did you not see what sort of sandwich Dad brought about for me?
No.
One that Nana usually has.
Oh, gravel.
Pardon?
Gravel, a slug one.
A slug one? That's right, prawns. You want to go through there now? What's your fingers?
Gravel!
A lot of noise because the washing machine's on in there, but I had to go ahead and do the washing because Daddy's desperate for a bag which has been in the boot of his car and it needs a jolly good clean, and we need to get it dry so he can take it with him, so I had to wash it now. Now
let me just go. Now you're with Thomas.
Pardon?
Now you're with Thomas,
the
train,
to Nana Bilby's. Are you
going to Nana Bilby's
on the train?
With Thomas.
Right, I wanted you just to do a little job for me.
What?
Well, we've got a big pot of pebbles here.
Uh-huh.
That you brought back.
Yeah.
From Nana Sykes' house. And I want to take some to work to use as paperweight.
Well, can I have this one?
So, will you just choose a few for me? I know the ones that I want, really. I must have that one. But could you choose some for me, please?
And for Dot.
And for Dot.
That one's for Dot.
Right.
One's the other Dot's. That's yours.
Well, should we take a few out first and see what we've got? Because I can't take them all in.
That's Dot. That's yours. That's Dot.
Oh, because it's Dotty.
And that's Dot.
Because that's Dotty.
That's Dot.
Because that's Dotty.
That's Dot.
And that's Dotty.
And that's yours.
Okay.
That's yours.
Right, well, I thought that's yours. Don't buy too much. Just put a few out. The ones at the bottom are the ones that we didn't get this time. We've had these at the house for quite a while.
They're good.
We play with them a lot, don't we? Let's see what we've got.
Well, we're waiting for the train to come to Nana Bilby's, aren't we?
Yes.
It's coming!
Is it?
Lickety-clack. Let me saw sign saying, now your train!
Yes.
He looked up and said, oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh.
Look!
Yeah.
The sign. One sign.
Oh no, I'm not on the bridge again. I like these, Thomas, but I think we'll keep some of these here for us to play with. Can I choose the ones that I think will do the job best?
Yes.
Isn't it surprising how many are egg-shaped? What do you think?
On the hill.
Yes.
If I run down, I could put this there, so I'm going to run down.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Is there any reason then why the train will just stop at the top of the hill?
What? That's a truck. It's the old truck. Ben! Run down!
I'm going to need a little pot to take these in, Thomas, as well, aren't I?
You'll use that.
Oh, well, because we'll keep this one here. Look at this one. Look how tiny that is. Ah, that's beautiful. Oh, I hope you feel beautiful and smooth. Some are rough. Oh, no, they look rough. Now, doesn't this one look rough? Can you feel it?
Ooh.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Feel this one.
Oh, no, that just feels rough. That doesn't feel like it. Pebble that's come off the beach to me.
Oh, feel.
Yes. They're cold as well. Just feel that. They're beautiful, aren't they? And what did Glenda tell you about these little ones with the holes?
They had creatures in it.
Had creatures in at some point, didn't they?
What are the creatures?
Well, little sea sandy type thing. You could hear that bubble.
Yeah, were they little crabs?
Well, I wouldn't have thought they were little crabs. I'm not quite sure what they were. There would be to be on the canvas. This one looks like a potato.
One potato.
One potato, two potato. Did you pick this on Sunday? Or is that one that was in here already?
On him.
Did you get that on Sunday or was that already here?
Got it on
Sunday. Did you? Kissing me. Well, be careful, Tom.
You've got a bit of dirt on your toe.
Well, that's because I'm walking around with it. Don't! I'm walking around. No, you don't. I'm walking around with nothing on my feet, don't I?
I'm trying to tickle your toes.
No, you don't. No, Thomas, no. No, wait, I want to do something. I'm okay. I'll get you. No, Thomas, no.
Oh, no!
No, when you say you want to do something, don't keep doing it.
No,
wait. It's annoying. That will fit, these little paddles will fit in one of your train carriages. Do you have a... Where's the...
I know where it is.
Your carriage. That's right. You carry these small ones, wouldn't it? Perhaps not both of them together, I don't know. Does it?
Eggs. Mrs. Oh, Kindly.
Eggs for Mrs. Kindly. He's Mrs. Kindly.
Yeah.
All right.
Look.
I promise I'll give that to Dot, because that's Dotty.
All the Dotty ones for Dot.
Yeah, that's right. Dotty ones for Dot. And I must have that one, because that big one with the yellow stripe was for me, wasn't it? And Dot can have the others. I think she'd like that. Well, see, that's a good little load, isn't it? We've got some more small ones down here, but...
Naughty boy.
I think those that you carry are probably the best of this in the train carriage, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I want to play that building game again.
The building game?
Well, it's a crack in the railway. There. There was a crack in a warehouse and lots of building trucks.
Oh, yes.
The advance of people come through.
Oops.
Advance to cover up the hole and then.
Rocks on the line, these little pebbles could be falling. Rocks, couldn't they?
Oh, there's a sign saying problem, and that is to you.
Oh, thank you, darling. Yes, I want to take that one in. That's lovely, isn't it? It reminds me of a skeleton, that look. Like somebody's head. You know, you see skeletons. Oh, I think it's beautiful. Thank you very much indeed.
Say thank you to me. Thank you, Hannah. Oh, he drove us there.
Did she? Never drove you to get them.
Down the little winding, wiggly little way. I'm going down the little wiggly, 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 little, tickly way. Down the wiggly, wiggly, tickly way. I'm walking with you.
So the trucks get under the bridge, is that because the truck? That's right. I think one bridge just starts on the brow, the other one is the other one's rising up, and so it's a little bit hard for trains to get through, isn't it?
It's lots of trucks.
Is that the engine? Because it's going backwards.
Look, it is the engine. Look.
Yes, it is, I see. It was just the way it was going, it looked like it was pushing backwards.
Over the hill and far away.
Over the hills and far away.
Well, did you see that?
It did. It went pretty quickly, didn't it? Yes. Uh-oh, there's a policeman watching you.
Ah! Oh, the monkey to go in here.
Has to be very careful now. The policeman's watching, don't you?
Charlie Chalk, Charlie Chalk. Did
you say Charlie Chalk? Chuffity Chuff, Chuffity Chuff, Chuffity Chuff, Charlie Chalk. I'm wondering what Charlie Chalk is. A Chuffity Chuff, Chuffity Chuff,
Chuffity Chalk.
That's a nice noise.
Yes.
I think I might have a little bite.
Can I whisper it? Because it's very, very crunchy and
is
very,
thank you.
Very juicy.
That sounds lovely. Did you not want it?
No.
Mmm. Gosh, it's quite sharp actually, isn't it?
Mmm.
It's juicy, but it's not a very sweet apple.
Mmm.
Not sour and nasty, is it? But it's
very ripe.
It's very ripe, it's very sharp. When you bite it into it, you
should. Oh, what's the hula?
Hum?
Hula. So black head. Who
knew? Mmm. Somebody walking past, isn't it?
No, it is.
Yes, I saw it, but I can't see who it is. I just saw some hair. Some dark hair.
That must be Fred.
Oh, yeah, she's got dark hair as well.
It won't be her because it's spiky.
Hmm. That's who it is, then, it's Fred.
Dad always says that you're going to get a newspaper. Why does he always want newspapers?
Because he enjoys reading.
He can listen to the news.
Well, he does that as well, doesn't he? He listens to the news on the radio, watches the news on the television, reads the newspapers.
But I hope one day the newspaper shops in the world are closed.
But that's why Daddy knows a lot about what's going on in the world. And why I don't know an awful lot. I like to watch the news and listen to the news, but...
Look, you.
I tend to read all the local newspapers, so I know what's going on in this area. You know, what's happening at the weekends. And
that was a water.
Was it water from the... Oh, I watched the echo. But Daddy's not particularly interested in that sort of news. So I always know about some things, and Daddy knows about others. But if I've got time, I read newspapers, or if there's something that Daddy says is very interesting, then I'll read it. But I don't read them cover to cover, like Daddy.
No.
I don't read them cover to cover. The time I tend to read a lot of newspapers is when... You know, we're gathering them all together for the recycling bin.
Mm-hmm.
Before I put them in the recycling bin, I'll have a quick flip through to see if there's anything interesting. And if there is, then I'll pull that page out and I'll read it sometime.
Mum, when I was magazine that I like, I pulled all the pages out.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you like magazines, don't you? You like comics. They're called comics, a lot of them.
No. When you give me a comic, I just ripped all the pages out.
No, you didn't.
Rip.
No.
Dead.
No, but you like things like Thomas the Tank Engine one, Toy Box magazine, Fans, Sam. Don't you?
But those magazines are writing one.
A writing magazine? Like a colouring book?
Yeah. What? Rip.
And you like magazines like the Toys R Us catalogue because you can look at all the toys.
Yes.
And Uncle David gave you some motoring magazines the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
What do they have pictures of?
Trucks.
Trucks.
And all different trucks. Of. Not much Scania's.
But there are not many Scania trucks.
No.
Lots of trucks. Well, that would be the sort of thing you'd like looking at, wouldn't it? That's it, see, there are magazines for all sorts of different people with different interests. You know, if you enjoy cookery, then there are cookery magazines. If you enjoy knitting, there are knitting magazines. Daddy buys a computer magazine because he likes a computer.
If you like trucks.
Truck magazines, that's right.
Fangoon magazine.
Magazines for just about everything you can possibly imagine.
But ones you can't imagine.
Can't imagine, yeah. And also magazines these days come with free gifts, don't they?
Mum?
Yes.
I see Purdy.
You see Purdy?
Yeah.
That's a nice one, Tom. Do you think that would make a good paperweight?
Yeah.
And you might as well keep those two little pebbles. Oh, Tom's the next one. So I keep those little... Oh look, that would fit in your train track. Why don't you keep those in the train track? These three that we found would fit. And that one would fit, but we've got that for Dot really, haven't we?
Mm.
Or do you think she'll just be happy with these two dotty ones?
The dotty ones.
Well, would you like to keep that one then for your train set?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll keep a dotty one. So put it in the box of your train set. So plenty of the dotty ones there.
Well, come play with me.
Darling, I'm sitting here. You're the one sitting in the chair. Still chomping apple. Now that's good, isn't it? That's a coating. That's good for playing.
Mum, we're building a new railway.
Are we building a new one? Why, what's the matter with this one?
I just want it bigger.
Well, we can't make it any bigger because we haven't got some pieces. Right.
Raise it up and make a big one.
Oh no, well if I break it up I'm not making it again. It took me ages. It always takes me ages to build these.
We'll help you. Mm-hmm. Okay, just pretend we built this railway.